Let's talk about sports and sports leagues. Not football or basketball, but esports. To explain, we're joined now by Ben Johnson. He covers tech for Here and Now and is the host of the podcast Endless Thread, which launches today. Hey there, Ben.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so let me put on my best public radio voice.
Okay.
Electronic sports? Pray tell, what might you mean, Mr. Johnson?
Okay, so here's how I would describe it to the uninitiated. It's professional video gaming. Teams, tournaments, arenas, in real life and on the screen. And really, these days, esports look a lot like regular sports in terms of how they're organized and the kind of economy growing around them. Esports are growing crazy fast.
Okay, so we've got this week a major event in the esports world happening in California called the Overwatch League?
So yeah.
What is that? And I see tickets for some of these events have sold out.
So esports as an industry, like I said, is growing. Some events are packing out huge arenas. Think Madison Square Garden in New York. Overwatch League is kind of new. It's run by the game maker and publisher Blizzard Entertainment. And this is actually a newer, smaller example based around the game called Overwatch, which has been hugely popular. It's what's called a first-person shooter. You have these teams of players pitted against each other. It's sort of a cartoonish version of a shooting game. Players control characters with special abilities. Those characters are separated into teams. And Blizzard, the company that makes the game, is really designing this new league in a way that traditional sports are designed. There's a regular season. There are permanent teams, the whole deal.
Wow. Okay, so regular season, permanent teams, professional players. A lot of these folks have managers. So, I mean, what kind of money are we talking about here, both in terms of how much the players make and how much the owners of the league, I guess, make?
Yeah. So revenue in 2017 for the industry was estimated at around $700 million. By 2020, some projections say esports will be at $1 or $1.5 billion in annual revenue. In comparison to maybe an NFL player, esport players make a pretty meager salary, from the companies that pay them, maybe 5 or 6 figures. But prize money is often in the millions of dollars for a single event or tournament. Sponsorships, clothing, energy drinks, computer equipment. Players can make a lot if they're successful. But they also age out like regular sports players, which is really interesting. You know, reaction times to what you see on the screen, clicking a mouse button even, your ability to do that quickly, that tops out for most people in their early 20s. And players can't keep those reaction times up, and those are essential to winning. So the ownership part of this is a little more confusing right now because it's still kind of – it's a nascent industry. Game-making companies are involved, but so are more traditional names in sports. Patriots owner Robert Kraft owns the Boston Uprising Overwatch team. Shaq is an owner in this arena as well.
Robert Kraft owns an Uprising team?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah, Overwatch. Team. Yep.
See, I learned something new every day here. Okay, so this league has fans, and as you just talked about, owners are putting in some money here. Mm-hmm. But the question is, you know, when you were making the comparison to the NFL, most popular sport in the United States, do esports have the ability to really scale up in a major way into the mainstream?
So I've been a skeptic in the past, Meghna. But let's think about this for a second, right? Traditional sports are often, for the fans, you're sitting on your butt watching someone else play, right? And there's really no difference between that setup and what happens in the esport world, which has all the drama, all the tension and release and euphoria of more physical sports. And as connectivity and online gaming evolves and develops, I don't think there's any reason to expect that this sport won't grow in popularity. A lot of the same ingredients are there. And with new generations of digital natives coming into their own and having money to spend on recreation, you're going to, I think, see a lot more of these kinds of sporting events become more mainstream in the next 5, 10, 15 years and so on.
Now, Ben, before I let you go,
yeah.
Your new podcast, Endless Thread, launches today.
Yes.
Exciting. Tell us a little bit about it.
So Endless Thread is a podcast that really delves deeply into Reddit, which is a website a lot of people know. If you're not a Redditor, you might make some assumptions about Reddit, you know, that it's a place for trolls, things like that. But it's actually just this amazing, vast ecosystem of different communities. And really, that's what Endless Thread is doing. We're digging into the comments section, which I know is dangerous sometimes. but really, we're finding some amazing stories from real people who are active on Reddit. Everything from people who are doing their dissertations with help from studying Reddit communities to people. We have an episode coming up about just this guy who lived homeless for several months in New York City, and he popped up on this thread about whether or not you should give money to panhandlers. Huh. And he had this personal story that we got interested in. He has this crazy life story. He was a Jehovah's Witness growing up. His family rejected him for being gay. He lived homeless for months in New York City and then sort of got himself back onto his feet through this strength of character. And he now works for the Bronx District Attorney's Office.
Wow.
So we're just finding amazing sort of real people and real stories among the comment threads of Reddit.
All right. So Endless Thread, I'm going to put it on my download list.
Please do.
Ben Johnson covers tech for Here and Now and host of the new podcast, Endless Thread. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you, Meghna.